I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Tomorrow marks a significant day and an anniversary for our country. And of course, I'm talking about the September 11th terrorist attacks.
With this being the 20th anniversary of 9/11, I've been thinking a lot about interviews in the Nunn Center collection where people recall their memories of that day. On September 11th, 2002, on the first anniversary, I conducted a spontaneous oral history interview with a woman named Janet Fouché. Janet grew up in Meade County, Kentucky, but Janet was a flight attendant who was in the air working that morning. And my first question in that interview was, walk me through the day.
The day's events began when the captain called. We were on the flight from Albuquerque to Atlanta, and about halfway through, after our meal service had been served, our breakfast, the captain called back on the phone. We all picked up, and he said, "Can you come to the cockpit, please?" And she said yes, and we all hung up, which was unusual because usually they're more casual, ask for coffee or what have you. And this was just a request to come up to the cockpit. And so I hung up the phone in the back and told the other flight attendant what he said and just kind of raised my eyebrows, wondering what it could mean. And a few minutes later, I was in the first class galley and the flight attendant in front came out of the cockpit and she gathered us in the galley and her hand was on my shoulder and it was shaking. And she said, "Two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City. The president's declared a national state of emergency and we're landing soon, as soon as possible. We're not sure yet where we're going to land. He's going to let us know, but the captain wants everything picked up. He's going to make an announcement to the passengers in a few minutes." So I went back to the back of the airplane, to the back galley, and told the flight attendant back there what I had been told. And I went out to the aisle to pick up breakfast and was trying to organize my thoughts and to tell people why I was picking up their breakfast when we were only halfway to Atlanta and I just served them breakfast. So I basically just said that we're going to be landing soon. The captain's going to make an announcement explaining why. The plane is fine, but he wants everything to be picked up for landing. And after we had all our breakfast picked up and we were hurrying and because of the activity, I remained composed. It was still all a blur what was happening. But the captain eventually came on and said, as you've noticed, I've had the flight attendants pick up all the meal service. We're going to be landing shortly in Oklahoma City. The president has declared a national state of emergency and has directed all airplanes across the country to land. We'll be landing shortly. Just do as the flight attendants say, and everything will be fine. And we concluded preparing the cabin for landing and landed in Oklahoma City without incident. And of course, we were the last to get off and discussing, since we knew more than the passengers did at the moment, discussing what was going to happen, what our plan was going to be. And as we got off, the gate agent announced to us, the crew, that the Pentagon had also been hit by another airplane while we were still in flight.
Wow, what a powerful firsthand account. I think it takes a lot of us back to that day.
That's really one of the great advantages of oral history, that it records these firsthand memories. And in this case, those memories are very fresh, being recorded just 1 year to the day.
And I understand this audio will be the cornerstone of your latest episode of your podcast.
The name of the podcast is The Wisdom Project. We're about to launch a brand new season, and we're kicking off that season with this powerful episode.
And how do we get it?
You can listen to The Wisdom Project wherever you get your podcasts. It's on all the major platforms. Or you can access the podcast at the Nunn Center's website at libraries.uky.edu/nunncenter.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.